We've done a study about unintended pregnancy and the association with a history of physical, sexual or emotional abuse. It was published in the BMC Pregnancy and Childbirth on open access, so you can access it. What is an unintended pregnancy? It is a pregnancy that was not planned. It can be a mistimed pregnancy, which means it's not wanted at the time it's occurred. It can also be an unwanted pregnancy, which means it is not wanted at all, not at any time. So what factors influence a woman's decision to have a child or to have an abortion? We know that on an individual level, the factors such as age, education, economy are important issues. Also the relationship with the partner, the belief in fate rather than in self-determination, and religion plays a role. On a society level, obviously the access to having a safe abortion is an important issue. Women who have an unplanned pregnancy are more likely to continue with risky behaviour, such as smoking, alcohol, or even drug use. They're also less likely to start with appropriate behaviour, such as attending an antenatal care or starting with folic acid. Now, these things can actually affect the outcome of the pregnancy. And women with an unplanned pregnancy are more likely to have a baby who's born prematurely or a baby with less birth weight, also when it's born at term. Once the baby is born, we see that these babies are less likely to be breastfed. They're less likely to receive positive interaction with their mother. We also see that these children can be more likely the victim of child abuse and neglect. And women are not as eager to learn appropriate skills to be a good mother. The women themselves also don't have an easy life as such when they have an unplanned pregnancy. They're more likely to report physical symptoms, pain, postpartum depression, and they have other issues such as tiredness, nausea, other complaints. What are the risks for having an unplanned pregnancy? We see that women who are younger are more likely to have an unplanned pregnancy. Women with less education, less economic situation. Single women are more likely to, but also women who already have children. Somehow, if you've had three children, you might be more likely to have a fourth or a fifth child unplanned. We also see that ethnicity plays a role. Being a recent immigrant, race plays a role. Now, all these factors which I've just mentioned are also factors that are associated with a history of violence or abuse. So what is the mechanism between a history of abuse and having an unplanned pregnancy? Some of the factors we think play a role are this. We hear that women who report living in a violent relationship also report the lack of control over when sexual intercourse takes place and the situation around it, which may make it problematic for them to use contraception. It is reported that women who live in a violent relationship are less likely to have an open, easy discussion with their partner about contraception. They may experience sabotage of contraception by the partner. They may be coerced, manipulated into becoming pregnant when they're not really ready for it, not wanting it. The partner may actually stop them from attending healthcare after they become pregnant, which may stop them having an early abortion or using the morning after pill. And finally, a very serious reason, which is gladly not so frequent, could be that the pregnancy is a result of rape. Now, these are all factors which play a role in an unplanned pregnancy.